Good evening. Welcome. This is Freedom's Way Ministries. I want to welcome you all to our message this evening. And for anyone who has opened this message as a podcast, please understand this live teleconference meeting, and there are people dialing in from around the country. So we will begin the message in about 3 to 5 minutes to give them a chance to get in on the line. And if you would like to join Freedom's Way on these teleconference meetings, they're held each Monday and Friday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And the way you get in, you dial 605-475-2090. 2090 and enter access code 373-363-POUND. Or you can go online to www.freedomswayministriesplural.com. for information. So we'll be getting started in just a few minutes. Anybody want to say hello this morning, this evening?
I've muted them.
Oh, yes, you would have to press your *6 key to be able to be heard at this moment because all lines have been muted. So welcome, one and all. Glad to have you with us. We'll get started in just a couple of minutes. Hey, Gretchen, welcome.
Yeah, bless you.
Hey, Pastor Phil.
Hey, brother.
Hey, brother. What's going on? Hey, Brother Phil. Hey, Gretchen, I missed you Friday. I missed you, sister. I got tied up on Friday, like running around like a mad person. On Fridays are different. Sorry I missed you.
Oh, bless you. Oh, thank you, Mitch.
Yeah, my Fridays are different and stuff. It's kind of crazy on Fridays. I never know what I'm doing. They throw me all over the place on my job. But I was glad to hear you on Monday. Thank you for being there, Pastor.
Thank you for being here, my brother. Good to have you here. Good to have you both here. Good to have all of you here. Welcome, welcome, and God bless y'all. Anybody else want to say hello? Have to hit your *6 key now because we've got you muted out. Hallelujah. Well, welcome again to our message this evening. Hope all of you all are having a fabulous day. Tonight we're going to be teaching a series. Actually, we're in deep into this series. The series is entitled The Who, What, When, Why, and How of Faith. And we're going to be teaching phase 3, part 3, releasing the power of faith. Hallelujah. So I'm going to pray us in, and then we're going to get started. Thank you, Father. Father, thank you for your anointing this evening. Thank you for your word that comes straight from the throne room of God. And we just thank you, Lord, that you are good and that your goal, you desire to have fellowship with us, to have us be in agreement with you in all areas, which of course gives us the life that you would have us live and bring us to the level of faith that you would have us live so that we can glorify you and have glory in our lives here and in the year to come. So we just thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you for your anointing on the word. We thank you for all of your listeners. I ask you to bless them as they hear your word and that it is anointed and speaks to their heart. And in the name of Jesus, I turn aside any assignment from hell against the word or the anointing of it to where it would blunt its force to go through and deliver freedom to the people. And understanding, above all, the Bible says, get understanding. And we thank you, Lord, that you are giving us understanding so that we can walk in your authority on this earth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Okay, I'm going. Great. Okay, so we're going to get started. And for those of you who have been with us for a while, you have probably figured out that this subject of faith towards God is so big that it may never be revealed in its entirety. But we're doing our best to discover the heart of God in it and to impart deeper truth and higher revelation about faith every single week. And so far, we've divided the teachings into three segments. And we finished two of them. Playback numbers for all live teleconference sessions are available by calling 904-993-2876 with your request. And you can also find Freedom's Way Ministries and these messages on Spotify. Now, my name is Phil Burdett. I'm here with my wife, Vicki. She is recovering from surgery. So I won't be doing this tonight. I'll let everybody know she's doing very well, recovering well, and will be back with us soon. So now we're into, and of course our ministry is Freedom's Way Ministries, and our mission is to bring you into your true identity in Christ where you can walk in the authority of God in all that you say and do. So that's our goal, and we're seeing great freedom being ministered through this ministry. And if you would like to get in touch with us, you can go to our website and or even to give donations. You can go to our website, freedomswayministries.com. And so God bless you as you hear tonight. So we're in phase three of the faith series. And last week we looked at the seed of faith and some of the hindrances to faith. So we're going to review this. There is a seed principle in faith that is established by God and does not change. Jesus spoke of the seed principle in the kingdom of God, comparing it to sowing seeds, growing fruit, harvesting crops, and so on. The kingdom grows by the seed of faith. The kingdom of God, God's authority, is in faith and by faith. We saw that without the intrusion of man manipulating the seed, one seed would produce forever exactly the same fruit. Without the intrusion of hell, our faith seed would produce forever exactly the same fruit of Holy Spirit faith. It is the living water of truth which keeps Jesus' faith alive in us and causes it to mature. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. The blade of the corn gives us hope. The ear of the corn gives us certainty. The full corn in the ear gives us sustenance. That's a description of our seed faith. The person of Jesus Christ within us, manifesting through us. First, we see the blade, which is where we get a glimpse of his power. Then we see the ear. That's where we act on his power. Then we see the full corn in the ear when we reach the place where we live in his power, live in his power. The principle of seed faith works every time. It never changes. However, hell manipulates the seed so that our faith can become a compromised hybrid instead of a pure seed, which grows the kingdom of God. This happens because of a lack of understanding in six areas, which we explained in detail last week, and tonight we're just going to name them again. The six areas are as follows. First, there is a lack of understanding of the new creation. Next, there is a lack of understanding of our place in Christ and his place in us. Third, there is a lack of understanding of righteousness. Next, there's a lack of understanding of our principle and the right to use the name of Jesus. And fifth, there's a lack of understanding about acting on the Word of God. Finally, there's a lack of understanding that we are to hold fast to our confession of faith. These six areas of lack of understanding prevent the living water of God from flowing through our garden, nurturing the seed. And if you were with us last week, you no longer have a lack of understanding and can learn how to move forward more effectively in faith. And that's what we're going to do tonight. God gives us keys to his kingdom. One of those keys releases the power of his faith from within us. How do we turn our faith loose? The power of faith is released through our confessions. The voice of the Word of God coming through our hearts and out of our mouth. We've talked about this before a little bit in every single session so far. So tonight we're going to deeper into this business of confession because it is what we say out loud that activates angels or it activates demons. In Mark 11, verses 22 to 23, says the following, "And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, Be ye removed, and be you cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says." Wow. Have faith in God literally translates, have God's faith. And we established several weeks ago that we do in fact have God's faith within us because we have the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit who hovered over the earth to perform God's word and who raised Jesus from the dead. That's the ultimate faith, and we have access to it every day. This passage in Mark cannot be more clear. It is what we say in faith which removes our obstacles from our lives and overcomes challenging situations. That is situations. Here's another verse which says essentially the same thing. Romans 10:10. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. This verse is referred to as the Roman road to being born again. It is that, of course, but it is also much more than that. This word salvation is a derivative of the Greek word sozo, and as such, it encompasses the full salvation package. Preservation, which is becoming born again into new life in Christ Jesus. Healing, which is becoming whole in mind and body. Soundness, which is becoming balanced emotionally and living in peace and not chaos or confusion. Prosperity, which is being satisfied and having good success in what we do. And deliverance, which is becoming separated from demonic influences and the lies of hell. Every piece of this salvation package can be appropriated by our confession of faith. Isn't that good news? We're going to look at four kinds of confessions found in the New Testament. Understanding these confessions will help us release the power of God's faith from within us. The first confession we see is the confession of sin. This is the confession taught by John the Baptist and Jesus to the Jews. This is not the same baptism or repentance that we experience as Christians. So let's explore this a little bit through the Word and get a better understanding of Jewish baptism. 1 Colossians 10, verses 1 through 2. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. Actually, that's 1 Corinthians 10, verses 1 through 2. And we're all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. From the beginning, the nation of Israel had a close relationship with the Father God. Think of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Then the nation went south, so to speak, and served other gods and took strange wives and performed acts of abomination and so on. This is the result of turning away from God and going to other gods. This is amazing. They lost their close relationship with God, and he sent them into captivity. And after about 400 years, God sent a deliverer, Moses, to lead the people out of bondage, and God established the law, and it was given to the people through Moses. The law was established so that the people would know what was sin and what wasn't, so that there would be no confusion. And baptism means fully immersed into something. The Jewish people were fully immersed in the law. They were baptized into Moses. And after a while, the law became their God instead of God. They ended up worshiping the law of God rather than the God of the law. I can do a personal testimony on that, because that is my upbringing. This is where the Jewish people were spiritually when John came along. John began to baptize them into repentance. Turn back to God and be fully immersed in him was his message. John was the last of the prophets before Jesus who was all in all. Apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, and evangelist. John wanted to clean up the people, reestablish them with their God so they could receive his son. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Acts 13, verses 23 to 24. Of this man's seed has God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. When John had first preached before his coming the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And in Luke 16 and 16, the law of, and the prophets were unto John. And since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presses into it. Jew and Greek. Hallelujah. We are all one in Messiah. We can see that John's baptism of the Jews, their confession of the sin of forsaking God for the law, was a precursor for the Lord. The people had to turn back to God in order to recognize his son Jesus. John's confession and baptism unto repentance was the bridge over which the people could once again travel to come out of bondage. Since that time, Jesus said, we all press into the kingdom of God, not the baptism of repentance. Let me say that again. Since that time, Jesus said, we all press into the kingdom of God and not the baptism of repentance. The next confession we see is the confession of the sinner today on this side of the cross. And to understand the confession of the sinner, we have to realize that once we are born again, the sinner is not me. So once we receive the Lord, we are no longer sinners, but saints. And we've heard all our lives that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that is true. But we've also heard in the church that we are sinners, and that is not true. The sinner is the one who does not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who has not yet come to a revelation of a personal God, a Savior who died to remove sin from our lives and restore us to righteousness. Once a person is born again, he is no longer a sinner. He is a saint. I know this goes against conventional thinking, but it's in the Word. This does not mean that we saints do not commit sin. We're fully capable of and often drawn into committing a sin, but still, we are saints. God does not re-identify us based on us committing a sin or many sins. Because once you're a saint, you're a saint. Hallelujah. You might be sinning, but you are a saint. And of course, you get convicted of sin on this side of the grave, hallelujah, which is better than the other side, hallelujah. The confession of the sinner is Holy Spirit conviction that compels a sinner to become a saint. There is but one sin for which a sinner repents, and that is not believing on the finished work of Jesus Christ. Sinners must come to the confession of the total lordship of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Yeah. John 16:7-9 says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, of sin because they believe not in me. Get that last one. You're convicted of sin because you believe not of him. Hallelujah. It's that simple. Wow. Romans 10:9 says that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Wow. Confess the Lord Jesus Christ, not the man Jesus Christ, not the prophet Jesus Christ, not the really good person Jesus Christ, but the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the confession that changes a sinner to a saint. Hallelujah. We've told people to admit they're sinners, but if you think about it, that's just stupid. I mean, come on, who knew? Everybody. An unbeliever is a sinner is self-evident fact. People in sin know they're in sin. The world reproves people of sin, but the Holy Spirit reproves them of unbelief. May I say that again? The Holy Spirit reproves them of unbelief. People don't need to admit they are sinners but they do need to admit they need a Savior. And the only Savior is Jesus Christ, the righteous. He is Lord to the glory of God. Hallelujah. So if, as saints and not sinners, we no longer need to hold ourselves in the position of sinner, does that mean we no longer need to repent? God forbid, as Paul would say. In other words, no, we do. The third confession we see in the New Testament is the confession of sins, plural, by the believer. When we saints commit sin through wrong actions or wrong attitudes, we are out of fellowship with the Father. Sin separates us from God. We still have relationship. He's our Father. We're His children. But we're out of fellowship with Him. We're in time out. This is because we commit a sin. When we commit a sin, we are going in the opposite direction from the way God is going and keeps moving on. I know many of you can remember in raising your children, if they did something wrong and you put them in time out or they got punished, they were still your kids. They were just kids in time out. This is the way we have to view this. We were in time out for sin. These kids were in time out for sins in one way or another that they needed to be brought to their reality. And that's what God is doing with us. This is because when we commit a sin, we're going in the opposite direction from the way God is going, and He keeps moving on. He doesn't stop to wait for us to get it out of our systems and decide to go His way and not our own. He will leave us to our own way. He will not interfere with our will. And that's a very important point, because most people can't understand, why doesn't God fix this, that, or the other? But God is faithful to His word. He will not interfere with man's free will, and does not. And the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. And though He convicts of sin, He does not move in and change things and fix things just because we do something wrong. He will not interfere with your free will. So you have a free will to do it, but you will face the consequences on this side if you're lucky. But, again, stay in fellowship with God. It's not an issue. But He will not interfere with your will. So if your will is to sin, then He'll let you do it. But there is natural consequences to sin. And He will not prevent those consequences. And then so many people in the world will blame God for the results when it was their own doing. Oh, God, thank You for Your wisdom. And the good news is that when we sin, we know it and can immediately repent to the Lord for our wrong actions and attitudes. And at that point, it's over. If it's in there, not it's on there. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. When we confess our sin, He forgives us immediately, and we can receive our forgiveness immediately. We don't have to work our way out of it. It's done. Hallelujah. Satan might try to tell you it's not, or take advantage of us and tell us we now have to earn our way back to God's good graces or do penance or that type of thing. But that's not true. He's a liar. And that is a lie and will rob us of our faith. That's the plan. He came to steal, kill, and destroy. Remember what we already learned. The foundation of using God's higher faith is no more consciousness of sin. We are not condemned. Thank You, Lord. Another thing about sinning that will rob us of faith is looking for something in our past we can use to condemn ourselves. God help us. Dragging up the past is a faith killer. you might remember that Paul said, you know, I'm press on, forgetting those things that are behind. We have to forget those things that are behind. Leave them there. Satan is always behind those kind of thoughts, dragging it up to kill our faith. That's his goal. Kill, steal, and destroy. Anytime you remember something for which you've already repented, know this. The Father doesn't remember it at all. He forgot it. It's as far as the East is from the West. That's also scriptural. Once you confess, he restored you to righteousness immediately, and he put the sin into the sea of forgetfulness. So therefore, there. Let's put a sign up, and it says in big letters, no fishing in the sea of forgetfulness. Let's forget what's in the sea of forgetfulness. God does. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 8 and 12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Okay, hallelujah. The fourth type of confession is perhaps the most important in our learning to release the power of God's faith in the earth. This is the confession of our faith in the Word, in Christ, and in God the Father. This is the confession which brings possession. The Bible teaches believing and saying, not believing and thinking, or believing and begging, or believing and crying. Our confession in the Word of God straightens out our thinking. God's word is our plumb line. We must get our thinking in line with God's thinking, with his word. It isn't the word of God which condemns us. Most of us have spent a good deal of time confessing our weaknesses, our faults, our sins, our failures, getting out the whip, lashing yourself, rather than confessing God's word over our lives. We don't need other people to call us names and bring accusation. We've already spoken much of that over ourselves and into our own lives. Our confessions have been negative, 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 opposing God's word rather than agreeing with it. It's time to confess the word of Jesus Christ, confess the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and confess the love of our Father God.
Amen.
In order to get our thinking in line with the word, we have to know the word. It is not possible to believe beyond our knowledge of the word. Let me say that again. It is not possible to believe beyond our word, beyond our knowledge of the word. I was saying that again. We can't think ourselves into faith, and we can't pray ourselves into faith. Why would we pray for something we already have? Prayer does not cause faith to work. Faith causes prayer to work. Let me say that again. Prayer does not cause faith to work. Faith causes prayer to work.
Amen.
And faith grows out of the word. We must have knowledge of the word of God if we expect to release God's faith. As any servant, faith obeys its master. And the master of faith is the word of God. Romans 16:25-26 says the following. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations, for the obedience of faith. Once again, we can see that the power of God's faith is released by our faith-filled words. Words that are spoken in agreement with God, words that bring glory to the Father. As we begin to recognize and accept who we are in Christ, we can begin to release God's faith into every situation and circumstance. The blessing of Abraham that has fallen on us is threefold. It is spiritual, it is physical, and it is financial. Hallelujah. Galatians 3:14 says that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Galatians 3:26-29. For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Messiah Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seeds and heirs according to the promise. What a promise. Wow. I almost want to read that again. Wow, we are all children of God by faith. And there is no identification, Jew or Greek, bond or free. We are all one in Messiah. Hallelujah. And then you qualify for the blessings, the promises that Abraham got. You are Abraham's seed, heirs according to the promise. The promise is spiritual. It is surety that we are not abandoned or forsaken, that God is with us no matter what, and that we have life eternal and abundance. The promise is physical. It is a surety that God is our healer, that it is His will we be healed, whole, and healthy for all our lives. And the promise is financial. It is a surety that we should enjoy good prosperity, that God is our provider, and that His hand is not closed. Thank you, Lord. His hand is, His arm is not shortened. He does not withhold from us things we need for life and godliness. These are the things we confess, and as we confess these things, we bring God glory. It is a sacrifice of praise to agree with God and speak His word over ourselves and others. Oh, that's good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 1 Chronicles 16:29. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. When we confess God's word over ourselves, our situations, our families, our jobs, whatever, we take our position in heavenly places, seated with Christ Jesus in the throne of God. From this seat of authority and peace, we can produce both spiritually and naturally. We advance God's plan and purposes. We find our plans are also advanced. The spiritual fruit we produce becomes natural fruit in our lives, and God and the Father is glorified in the Son once again. Wow. Thank you, Lord. In John chapter 15, verses 7-8, says the following, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. As we noted once before, the words in Christ, in Him, and in whom are mentioned 134 times in the New Testament. And for the sake of time, I guess you realize this one, we're not going to read all those scriptures, but we do want to encourage each of you to look them up, write them down, and begin confessing them before God and men. We should all be speaking out what God in Christ has wrought for us in the plan of redemption. How we have God's power of attorney, the use of his name, his presence, and his power to restore ourselves and others, the world and everything in it. Wow. We should all be speaking what God, through his word and the Holy Spirit, has wrought in us in our personal lives. Here's your testimony. Each one of us has a testimony. A lot of people think they don't have a testimony that glorifies God because they're not yet perfect in their own eyes or in the eyes of the world. So they get caught up in judgment. People, you don't realize that you're judging yourself that way. And the Bible says, do not judge. But I promise you, you do have a testimony to the glory of God, how you've changed, how you've grown. I know people have seen it, and they've mentioned it to you at some point or another. It might not be, with a neon sign. Okay, and that's what we're looking for, this neon sign, and say, oh, you're already there. How you've grown. You've really changed. You've grown in this. There's little steps of healing and wholeness, or giant steps of healing and wholeness. Changes in attitudes, restoration of relationships, overcoming fears. That's a big one. Speaking up with boldness, praying in public, whatever it might be. Every single person has something God has done and is doing for us. Confess it and give God glory. Not many people know this, but there was a time I was so, of course, my change came in a very radical way because I had so much I had to change. And I wrote God a love letter, and it was powerful. You know, how much I was thankful for what he had done in my life and the change that had come about. I remember clearly doing it. I was so anointed and so full of God, and I noticed these great changes in the pain that was going away. I know God has made changes in your life. Just don't minimize those testimonies. We also need to be speaking what we are to God the Father in Christ Jesus. How we're holy, unblameable, unreprovable. This is all in Christ. We are of his body. And Jesus is these things, holy, unblameable, unreprovable. How we're strong, capable, intelligent, and beautiful. We need to be speaking what Jesus is doing for us right now at the right hand of the Father. He is identifying us to his angels, releasing them according to our faith-filled confessions, giving them charge to perform what we speak in agreement with his word. And finally, we need to be speaking what God can do through us and what his word will do through our lips. Very important. Acts 20:32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all of them which are sanctified. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. If you're ready to make a deeper commitment to God's word, his will, and his way, and grow in releasing the power of faith, pray this prayer with me. And I encourage you to pray out loud, because only God can read your mind. And we're speaking God's word. Angels are released to minister and perform God's spoken word. They are listening. And demons also need to hear you so they can get ready to get out of your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, your anointing. Hallelujah. So here we go. I'm going to pray. If you would pray out loud with me or behind me or in unison, Pray along with me, if you would. Father God, we come to you tonight corporately and individually to declare the desire of my heart is to bring you glory. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord. Keep a watch over my tongue, Father, that I speak only those things which edify your children and glorify you. Show me a daily, a fresh revelation in your word, and make me strong in knowledge of your word, Lord, so that my servant faith has something to obey. And that as your word reaches the heavens, your angels can be released and have something to perform that is in line with your plan and purpose. Thank you for the understanding that faith produces and perfect faith produces perfectly. Bring me into that place, Father, where your faith in me becomes my faith in the world, transforming lives and bringing peace, joy, and righteousness. Your kingdom, wherever I am and wherever I go. I declare that you alone are God. I declare the absolute lordship of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ our Lord. I confess that I am who you say I am. Created in the image of Christ. Seated with him in the seat of authority, and I overcome just as Jesus overcame. I am triumphant in and through Christ over sin, sickness, poverty, and death. And he is triumphant in and through me. As I bring forth fruits of faith-filled confessions. Thank you, Father, for your truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just lift up everyone who has made confession of this faith in you, Lord, that you empower them to do exploits in your name, that you make yourself manifest in their lives in a mighty way today, that you give them your peace, your strength, your authority to do your will on this earth, and to walk as saints and powerfully the powerful authority of your word and execute judgment in the earth against evil spirits and lead many people to you, Lord, putting jewels in their crowns, that they glorify you in all they say and do. Empower them, Lord. Give them your presence, your peace and camp your angels around them, Lord, as they go and do your bidding in this earth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Amen. Now what?
If they have a question or comment.
So now they can unmute?
Yes.
Okay, hallelujah. That concludes our teaching for today. I hope you all received a great blessing. If you have any questions or comments, this is the time. Hit your star 6. Is that correct, honey?
Mm-hmm.
Star 6, and you will be heard. Questions, comments? Star 6.
Hey, it's Gretchen. I just want to thank you for doing the line tonight and for the teaching, which ministered to me so much and gave me really great comfort. So thank you for pouring yourself out tonight.
All right. Well, thank you, Gretchen. Thank you for your kind remarks, and thank you for all that you've done these last weeks bringing the word. We just so appreciate you and love you so much. So thank you again for your comments. Thank you for being with us. Many blessings to you. Does anybody else want to make a comment? Star 6.
Unmute your phone.
Thank you for the teaching. It was a blessing.
Thank you for being with us. I'm grateful.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Bill.
Hallelujah. Thanks for being with us, man.
All right, brother. Yeah, thank you, Pastor Bill. Come on, talk over. Appreciate the teaching and all the blessings, too. Thank you, Pastor.
All right, brother. Thank you. Thanks for being with me. God bless you.
All our love to Sister Vicky in there. We know she's going to be okay. Thank you, Jesus.
He's just healing away.
Wonderful message. I got on late. And to wish, I haven't spoken to anybody and to wish them a happy new year. I'm a little late, but just to praise God for you guys. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for being with us and your kind comments. We so love having you. Keep your heart with the Lord. Press in. Why, he can be found. Press into God.
That's right.
Thank you for being with us. I know somebody else was trying to speak there.
Just want to say thank you for the teaching, Phil.
Well, thank you for being with us. Many blessings upon you. We're gonna bless you here shortly. Anybody else have any comments?
Come back Friday.
Oh yes, we're gonna come back again, and you hear a similar message Friday, but every time is different because the Holy Spirit is ministering through it and ministers differently and into the areas of need. So when you open your heart, the Holy Spirit will speak to what you need to hear. So praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Somebody else want to say something? Okay.
Bless us all, honey.
Well, there you heard Pastor Vicky in the background there. You know she's getting better. She is getting so much better. It's amazing how quickly she's healing. Now, this type of operation is rather radical, so it does take some time. You know, there's a lot of things that have to come back together. But they're all coming back together well, and she's walking around, and she's just doing so good. We're just so thankful for that. So, at any rate, if you would mute your phones, I'll go ahead and do the Aaronic benediction tonight and bless you into this week. Hallelujah. So, thank you for muting your phone. Yes, one more person before we go. Before we do the Aaronic benediction over you fine and lovely, redeemed saints of the Lord.
I think that was Mitch muting.
Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your people. Thank you that you bless them and you encamp your angels around them this day. Help them to put on your armor every day, Lord, as they get up and move out and go to do your bidding. In Old Testament times, in the book of Numbers, chapter 6, they had high priests. And, of course, we are all priests and ministers of God, so we don't carry title here. But high priests in that day were appointed. Aaron was the high priest of Israel, and he did a benediction called the Aaronic benediction. You'll find it in Numbers 6, and I will do it in Hebrew and in English as we bless you into this week. Yivarachach Adonai ve'yishmarecha Yisa Adonai Panavelecha Ifunecha Yisa Adonai Panavelecha Yisem Lecha Shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift his face unto you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance unto you and give you his shalom, his peace. And I add in Yeshem Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, who is our Sar Shalom, our Prince of Peace. Thank you, Father, for your blessing. Thank you for your goodness. And I thank you again that you're encamping your angels around your people, that they can feel your tangible peace now as we speak it into the atmosphere, Lord. Peace. Shalom. Shalom of God be with you. Thank you, Lord, that you are good to us, and thank you for all your benefits. Your word says, forget not all your benefits. So we do not forget your benefits. We are a thankful people, and we give you honor and glory this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Well, thank you again, folks, for all being with us. I wish upon you a great wonderful week this week. Don't forget to be back with us on Friday night, same time, for a similar message. I should say similar because it never comes out. The Holy Spirit delivers it different every time. But we can't hear enough of the word of faith. So thank you for being with us. We also have a morning call. Most of you know about it at 7:15. We will be here in the morning at 7:15 with the King's Table. So have a wonderful time, wonderful week, many blessings. And I just loose the angels of God around you as you travel and come and go. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, God bless. Bye now.
Good night, brother.
night.
Hi, Miss Dickie.
He says good night, Mitch.
We're gonna get better soon.
Amen.
All right, amen, brother. Good night.
We love y'all. Love y'all.
Love you, man.
You're so precious to us.
Love you guys.
Good night.
Good night. Much love, everyone.